Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work. Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I've been dating this girl named Brianna for a couple of months now, and I was actually thinking of making it official soon.
Like putting a ring on it official or
no,
let's grow up in a relationship official?
The latter, yeah. Let's grow up. Yeah, I don't think either of us are ready for marriage, but I definitely wanted to do something special. Tell her I love her, ask her if she wanted to be my girlfriend, maybe, you know, go on a vacation together or something like that.
That's so sweet that you plan something big for a moment like that. I don't think guys realize how big that moment is for us ladies. I mean, but it like really is. So I'm glad that you're thinking that way.
Well, thank you, because it's a big moment for me, too. I really haven't had an official girlfriend in like 3 years. So, yeah, so I'm thinking about doing this, but then I overheard something I guess you would call a rumor, something like that.
Oh, man. Let me take a wild guess here. You heard she slept with somebody.
No, that's not it at all. I don't know if this is worse.
Oh, boy.
Well, what does that mean? Like, what did you hear?
Okay, so I have a friend named Chris, and he has a girlfriend named Jamie. And she told Chris that she heard Brianna tell her friends that I was the worst sex she ever had.
Oh, wow. Damn. Okay. Wow. That's not good. I mean, I think her cheating is worse, but I can see why this would be kind of, yeah. So, all right, so your friend's girlfriend heard her say this?
Yeah, well, she thinks that's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess all of her friends kind of giggled and were like, oh, it was, yeah.
No. That's even worse.
Oh, okay. I have to ask you the really hard question here. Excuse the pun, but are you good in bed?
I mean, I try to be. I do my best.
Are you guys active in that department? I mean, have you slept together?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you do, does she usually seem, like, you know, satisfied at the conclusion?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Honey. Oh, honey. I think so is probably not the right answer here.
Well, I mean, she looks and she sounds like she's really into it.
Yeah.
I mean, she's smiling and she's moaning and all that.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What is the purpose of you calling us? You want us to find out if this girl maybe heard the wrong thing or if you definitely suck in bed?
I know I don't suck in bed. But if the girl is telling her friends that, then why the hell am I going to be in a relationship with her?
I got you. Okay. So what we need here is for her to tell us about her sex life while you're secretly listening without her knowing.
Yes, exactly. Okay. That's exactly what I need.
Gotcha. Okay. So we can't just call her up and be like, hello, C-104 Radio, tell us of thousands of listeners about your sex life, please.
No. We can't do that. Okay. So what if I called her and I was like, hey, I'm taking an anonymous phone survey. Are you satisfied in bed?
I mean, that might work. You know what else might work, honestly? Okay, here's what you do. Let's call her up for something not related to the bedroom at all, like a normal courtesy call for something. And then while you're talking to her, just be like, oh, can you hang on for a second? And then we put it on hold and you come back and you be like, sorry, that was my ex. Now he calls me at work. And the worst part is, he was so terrible in bed. And then, like, give way too much information. And then be like, have you ever had one of those? and see what she says. Because that's totally like an alley-oop for her to either say, no, not really, or yeah, I know what you're talking about, the guy I'm dating right now.
I don't know. I think we still call up and do the sex survey thing. We can just tell her we're from Victoria's Secret or something like we do with War of the Roses. We can tell her, like, answer a quick 5-question survey for a free gift card.
Okay. All right, well, listen, if that's what you want to do, but when you do that, make sure you say something like, we don't need any personal information from you, because if you start doing that, she might think it's a scam.
I totally agree. I'll say that part first, then.
Okay. Jeremy, I'm assuming you want to listen, correct?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold with Shag so we can get her phone number, and then we'll call her when we come back.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with Brianna, please.
This is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the promotions department at Victoria's Secret. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Is it time for the semi-annual sale already?
No. Not until December, actually. Sorry about that. The reason I was calling is we're doing a really quick informal survey with our customers. And if you have the time to answer 5 quick questions for me, then you get a $25 gift card. We're not going to take any personal information down from you, so I don't need any credit card numbers or address or anything like that. Just 5 questions, 5 answers, and then you're all done.
Okay. Yeah, I have a few minutes. I'm actually stuck in traffic right now, so you picked a good time.
Ah, perfect. So question 1, what time of the day do you think you feel sexiest? Mornings, afternoons, evenings?
I guess evenings, definitely not mornings.
Oh, gosh, me neither. Okay, question 2. Do you own any special lingerie that you only use for special occasions? Maybe like a vacation trip or, you know, an anniversary?
Yeah, I guess. So I definitely have the day-to-day stuff and then some other stuff.
Okay, question 3. If you had to rate your sex life right now on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being don't even ask, to 10 being mind-blowing, what would you rate it?
Okay, that's funny. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. I guess I would have to give it a 3? No, a 2.
No, so nobody's special in your life right now?
I mean, I have somebody, but he's just terrible in bed.
Oh, honey, I've been there. Trust me. So he doesn't even know what he's doing?
God, I mean, okay, first of all, we had the TV on the last time we did it, and he was completely done before the commercial break ended.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let me get this right. So no foreplay then?
I don't even care about foreplay that much, but this guy is just ridiculous. It's like, where did you learn about sex? From watching cartoons or something?
Oh, my God. Okay, so instead of Iron Man, you got Speedy Gonzalez.
Yes! And then, okay, seriously, one time after I woke him up in the middle of the night because he said he needed time to rest afterward, he got all mad at me when I started messing around and he started crying. I swear to God, crying.
No, I told you that's not what happened. That's not what happened. I was having a nightmare and you woke me up. I was having a bad dream and I was crying in the dream. Stop telling people you woke me up and I started crying. That is not what happened.
Okay. Wait, what's going on right now?
Brianna, I have to interrupt. This has gotten so interesting. Brianna, this isn't actually Victoria's Secret. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how many people have you talked about me, huh? Because let me tell you something. I don't go around complaining about you to my friends, okay?
Okay, first of all, sweetheart, if you had anything to complain about, I'm sure you would.
Will you stop telling people I'm bad in bed and stop telling people that I cried because I didn't? I was dreaming. I was having a bad dream.
Okay, so 10 minutes after we started making out and you couldn't get your little man to show up for practice, that's when you started crying. So that was still from the dream?
Are you serious? You know what? You're a bitch, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
That is not good.
I guess you might be rethinking the whole relationship thing now at this point.
I think that's done. You were my son.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.